The theme to our segment, Racetracks Everywhere. We chat to a race club about their club, their track and their location. And this weekend, RSN coverage has the Strathalbyn Cup coming up on Sunday. Track manager is Hayden Reed. He joins us for a bit of a chat about Strathalbyn. How are you, Hayden?
Very well, thank you. Very
look, growing up, I'm pretty sure a lot of our listeners might have been the same. We went to many tabs and had a bet on locations. And I reckon that if I went to a TAB and I picked a few race clubs across the country, people would know of the name. But if they had to point to it on a map, I don't think they'd have any chance. And Strathalbyn might be one of those. Where exactly is Strathalbyn in relation to Adelaide?
Oh, you're about 45 minutes from Adelaide in a southeasterly direction, down towards Langhorne Creek in the region down that way. Langhorne Creek's 20 minutes past Strathalbyn, so that's about where you're looking to find us.
A lot of our listeners drive more than 45 minutes to get home from the city of Melbourne to suburbs, but a lot of these locations, Strathalbyn, Oakbank, we often think of them as being country towns, miles away, but as I said, in distance to the city, they're not that far, are they?
No, not at all. It's quite an easy trip to the city these days with the roads that have been upgraded around the place. And, 45 minutes really isn't that far to get out to Strath to the races on any day of the week.
So how busy is the club? I know you've only just taken over a few months ago, so you haven't actually looked after the track for so many meetings, but how many meetings a year roughly do they hold there, and are they consistent over the calendar, or is there a break at any time? Where's the place of Strathalbyn in SA racing in terms of how busy it is?
Oh, we race on a fortnightly basis or thereabouts at the moment. This year we started in early November and we finish up in around about early June, I think, and then we have a sort of a bit of a break through the winter months up here. It gets quite wet. So we stop racing, give the track a break, and then we will start up again probably around September, October this year. So
the Cup, yeah, as we speak, Sunday. Are you like most of the bigger country clubs that City Adelaide on a Saturday and you have most of your meetings won on a Sunday? Is that how it works?
Yeah, we race four times a year on a Sunday, four to five on a Sunday. Then most of our other meets are on a midweek Wednesday meet sort of scenario. Time, I suppose, and bigger events like our Cup and Vigneron's Day that we had back in November are always on a Sunday. So, it's a good day out at the races.
What's it like looking after the track, and where do you hail from to take over the position there as track manager at Strathalbyn, Hayden?
Looking after the track is a great privilege. It's always got its challenges, and that with the weather and that sort of can take a lot of stuff out of your control, but I hail from a golf course. My golf course background, spent 16 years looking after golf courses, and then went out working for some contracting companies, and it was time to get back into the turf game. So that's why I put my hand up and was lucky enough to get the position at the Strath Racecourse, maintaining the track.
Well, I'm a keen golfer, been a member of Huntingdale all my life, and growing up, I spent quite a few years carrying golf bags around, caddying here and overseas, and many times walked around places like Grange and Cooyonga and Royal Adelaide and even been over there to play golf myself. Which golf course were you working at mainly?
I was at Flagstaff Hill Golf Course, which is 20 minutes out of the CBD to the south. Group 2 golf course here in Adelaide at that stage. Still is. So, I was lucky enough to actually work overseas in America on golf courses for 12 months as well. So, being able to see the world with it a little bit, and that's sort of the exciting thing about the race course industry that, you can certainly go anywhere in the world with it again and, see the world looking after race courses.
So, Hayden, when you look after a golf course, we know that the rule was brought in a few years ago for soft spikes so that traditional spikes didn't rip up the hell out of a green. A bit different in seeing your work undone by massive horses weighing such a big weight, ripping the turf apart. It's a bit different how your grass surface is treated, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's certainly an experience to see a track after a few mil of rain overnight, and then you chuck horses on it that going 60 k's an hour up the straight, chewing into it. It can be quite devastating at times, but hey, that's what we're there to do, and then the challenge is there for you to get it repaired and get it back ready for them to use it next time. So, yeah, the principles are very much the same with the turf that you look after on a golf course, the same practices. You need to look after what's on top of the ground as well as what's under the ground in the way of your root system and all that, and then hopefully the grass will reward you in being able to recover and hold a surface together so it doesn't tear up quite as bad.
And at my golf course over the years, there's been, you know, a battle to have the Cooch fairways, other courses interstate. Well, sometimes people talk about Poana in a negative way. What are your thoughts on the type of turf on race courses? I guess you dealt the hand of where your climate is, but Strathalbyn and other, what's your theory on the grass surfaces used on tracks?
Oh, look, our main track's a pure Kaikouri track. We do suffer with some power invasion into it, which isn't ideal depending on the time of the year because it does have quite a weak root structure and doesn't hold a surface together as well for you. So I think a good mix of a Kaikouri and then over the ryegrass in a winter period to maintain colour and help with your surface holding together when your Kaikouri goes dormant is probably the way to go. But anytime you're dealing with that sort of Kaikouri ryegrass mix, you're always going to get power, which is always a headache to spray out of Kaikouri at the best of times. But yeah, Kaikouri is the way to go if you can manage it 12 months of the year.
Really strong Kaikouri though. Growing up on a sandbelt, I've been to golf courses, not had played the Kaikouri, and I've seen a lot of people, you know, get a sandwich out a few feet from the green and just put the club straight under it. It's so tough sometimes. It's a little bit unforgiving sometimes, but yeah.
It is. A good surface helps aid in the cushioning for the horses, and also on that top couple of inches of soil together as well. It's I've found it quite easy to work with so far at the Strath racecourse. And challenging times will come, no doubt. We've been lucky enough that they did a foot... literally took the whole surface off the top of the track back in September. And we've been able to let it regrow from brand new turf, basically. So I've been in a little bit of a honeymoon period with it, and I think 12 months in will start to really test my skills and my knowledge maintaining it and looking after it.
Anyone train at Strathalbyn?
Yeah, we've got trainers there 6 days a week. We've got, there'd be a list of approximately 35 to 40 on the books over there that can train at Strathalbyn. So, yeah, it does get quite busy. We average around 50 horses a day on a sand track day, and then when we've got sand and grass going, we're up around the 70s to the 80s a day over there. So, yeah, it does get quite busy.
And just finally in this segment, aside from talking about race courses, we like to talk about the location. You mentioned only 45 minutes away from the CBD of Adelaide, but looking at a few little articles about the location, it really does talk about its charm as a little country destination, a very pretty town, looking at a beautiful lot of flowers, a bridge, the township. If people haven't been to Strathalbyn and you're going to suggest a few things to look at or how to spend a day, what would you advise them to do?
Oh, look, I think coming up to Strathalbyn, you'd want to spend a little bit of time through the main street and the High Street area, which has got quite a lot of heritage area. The old buildings and stuff like that are quite nice to be walking through and looking at. There's a lot of shops in the area that are in those old buildings as well. So, yeah, you do get a good look around the town and the history. The park in the centre of town is quite nice as well, with rose gardens and nice green lawn with the river running through it. So, yeah, it's a picturesque place. And then, you know, 20 minutes from there, you've got the wine region as well, where you can shoot down and have a few tastings of a few of the great wineries that are in that area as well.
And just finally, Hayden Reid, I was going to say this tongue-in-cheek, but maybe it's the case. Ever thought of either in your own home or maybe at the back of the curator's shed at the racetrack, building a little putting green just to keep your hand in with turf management of a golf angle?
Oh, I'd love to, but time doesn't permit on a race course, there's never a dull moment. We've always got something going on, or we're repairing a track or fixing up stuff from training, or we're trying to improve the facilities that we've got out there at Strath to increase our capability to take on more racing down the track and things like that, hopefully. More trainers to do that. It's always great to stay involved in the golf game, and I've still got a lot of contacts in there. But not quite at the moment, unfortunately.
Well, we'll see your work on display this weekend with the Strathalbyn Cup. Thanks for having a chat to us about the racetrack, your background, and good luck in the new job there a few months in at Strathalbyn Racecourse. All the best, Hayden.
Not a drama at all. Thanks very much for your time.
Hayden Reid there, track manager at Strathalbyn, talking about the cup and the racetrack as well.